USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several law enforcement agencies are responding to a campus after a high school shooting in Southern California. Los Angeles County Sheriff spokesman Sergeant Bob Bose says the injured are being taken care of.
We're pretty confident that we've grabbed the people that are gravely injured. However, in these types of situations, until we conduct a thorough search of the campus, we can't say definitively that we've located anyone that was hurt.
The ATF, CHP, LAPD, and county law enforcement agencies are at Saugus High School in northern Los Angeles County. At least three people are hurt, and according to LAPD, the suspected shooter is no longer a threat. The TSA says over 27 million people are expected to pass through security checkpoints over the Thanksgiving holiday. That's a record number. New technologies are in place to help reduce wait times. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Another Democrat is jumping into the race for the White House. This time it's former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
And with a determination to build a better, more sustainable, more inclusive American dream for the next generation, I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
In making his announcement this morning, Patrick noted that he admires and respects the candidates in the Democratic field and adds it won't be easy and it shouldn't be. Patrick did have to leave his billion-dollar investment job. More than 600 children were recycled through the border over the last year. That's at least according to Derek Benner, acting deputy director at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
We've identified over 600 children that have been recycled in this methodology. We interviewed several of the children as they were departing the United States, and some of them had indicated they'd made the trip as many as 8 times.
Benner was speaking on Capitol Hill, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says the House plans to vote next week on a resolution to keep the federal government funded for the next 6 weeks. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
He said he expects a relatively clean bill, indicating it might not contain language or provisions that have made previous spending measures difficult to pass in Congress. Senate Republicans, however, have not said whether they will pass the resolution. White House officials said President Trump is willing to support the short-term spending measure if it doesn't block any ability of the president's to pursue his policies. The bill would prevent a lapse in funding after November 21st and extend the deadline for a new spending package to December 20th.
A growing number of Americans are suffering from what doctors call seasonal affective disorder. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. I don't have any energy. I'm not going outside. I'm certainly not going to exercise. And maybe I just feel like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.